I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Terrible, terrible crime. We have to start out the dummy of the day with this one. A Florida man threw hot dogs at a gas station employee because she refused to sell him beer. Was this a Sunday here in Indiana?
Yeah, that does sound like Indiana. It has to be, right?
Must have been. The man was caught on security cameras throwing the hot dogs and then poking her under the eye with a stick from a corn dog.
Ow! What's his thing with hot dogs?
I don't know, but that's got to hurt, man. You start poking somebody? Ow! Stop! Jeez! Oh, it's terrible. By the way, do you eat any of that kind of food at a gas station, whether it's the hot dog rolling or are they like, they're not taquitos, whatever, they're like little rolly things? You know what I'm talking about? Do you guys eat that or I figure you're all gross out by
absolutely
that.
Not. I don't have a death wish.
I do weird things when I'm drunk.
Yeah, see? And they taste so good. Oh my gosh, I love them. And a corn dog, you can't beat that. Luckily, though, the guy was arrested and charged with battery. The employee suffered a red mark under her eye after she got poked, but she should be okay.
Oh, good.
Now, a Burger King in Michigan is in some hot water. They have apologized after a porno played on one of the restaurant's TVs. Yeah, this is not good.
How did that happen?
A man was eating with his family when his 8-year-old son told his 7-year-old son,
oh, no.
Don't look at the TV.
Which, oh, no.
You know what that means? Look at the TV.
Right.
Yeah, not good. Well, the guy said the film showed a man grabbing a woman's boob and, quote, thrusting upon her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes! Yes!
How did that happen? Do they have cable in a Burger King?
I don't know. He asked the employees to please turn the TV off, but they didn't take him seriously. They thought, okay, yeah, sure. I guess the sound wasn't on. The father finally got up and turned the TV off. He also filed a police report because one of his sons suffers from ADHD, and he believes the child could be tormented by the video.
Oh, no. Like, he keeps thinking about it. I think that's just any 8-year-old boy, honey. I don't know that that's really ADHD or ADD. I think it's any kid.
He was already thinking about it.
Yeah, he was already thinking about it. That made it worse.
I don't know if it actually is Burger King's video or not.
If any of your blankets break in half, you know.
And your final dummy of the day story today here on the Joe and Alex Show. A Pennsylvania woman who robbed a store called 911 to give a fake description of the suspect. The woman had her fiance drop her off at the store to commit the robbery. Okay, this is good.
I was going to say, it has to be her.
So we got love so far. She held a pointed object under her hoodie at the employee and claimed she had a gun. The woman then jumped over the counter and ran away with $280. She got into a stranger's truck and asked for a ride. It was raining, so the driver didn't think anything of it and left. Okay, first of all, I wouldn't let anybody. You could be the hottest naked girl. Unless
right.
You're saying, help me, somebody's trying to hurt me. I'm not letting you in, let alone giving you a ride.
So is he in trouble then? Did that guy get in trouble as an accessory or like helping her commit a crime?
Well, he ended up stopping a few minutes later and told her to get out after she admitted to the robbery, and he called the police. She also called 911 and made up a fake description of the suspect.
He looked like a leprechaun in the tree.
If y'all see the leprechaun, say yeah. The woman was eventually arrested after police realized, wait a minute, the person she described didn't match anyone on the security cameras. She was charged with theft, simple assault, and disorderly conduct. So those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.